People go, oh, you just make this shit up, Darren. No, no, it happens. I'm fucking cursed. You're not cursed. Shit happens. Oh, shit happens, really? This shit happens to everyone? Every guy almost gets jerked off by another fucking guy? Oh, that happens. No, no, it doesn't. I'm like, okay, maybe I built up some karma for 6 months, right? After that, I should have a good 6 months. Nope. Oh. 2 weeks later, I get a pain on my back right here. A pain I've never had. A pain that was so bad because I had kidney stones. Now, by applause, anyone here ever had kidney stones? Okay, yes. Perfect. Are you a mother?
No.
Oh. Is anyone here a mother and had kidney stones? No, there's a reason I wanted to ask that. Is there anyone here, mother and kidney stones? No. The reason I say that and ask is because kidney stones are a top 10 worst pain a human can ever have. That's a fact. Every top 10 list. And it ranks higher than childbirth. Many women say, I'd rather have a kid than another kidney stone. And I'd say, I'd rather have a fucking kid come through there. At least there's someone beside you going, push, push, and you can blame them. No one to blame for kidney stones except you and your lack of water. If you don't know, there's three kinds of kidney stones. They're all based on size. The largest kidney stone is so big, they cut your back open in a surgery, they pull it out of your kidney, you're done, you go back to work, it's fucking over. It's beautiful. The other one is so small, it actually comes through the head of your penis down your urethra. Most dudes wake up from blacked out with some blood on the ground and a little thing they make a necklace out of. Or there's the one that I had, which was not that big, but not that small. I call it the Goldilocks. It's just small enough to start the journey, but get fucking stuck right there. I went in for the pre-op interview. The doctor explains you are a rare case, and then he starts to laugh. Now, if a doctor ever laughs in a pre-op interview, you should be able to punch them right in the fucking face. I'm like, unless you can show me some clown school diploma. Second city doesn't count. Now, he actually says this to me. He goes, you're a rare case. What we have to do is we have to go for surgery. We go inside you. We pull it out, and you're done. It's a little intrusive, but you're under the knife. But, and this is when he starts to laugh, there is a small percentage, and I've been doing this for years, and it's never happened, but legally, I have to tell you this, that there is even a smaller case where we put you under, and your urethra is not wide enough, so we have to go inside your cock, put a stent in there, stop the surgery, and you come back 2 weeks later, and then we continue the surgery. I'm like, oh, but that's never happened. It never has happened, and we laughed. We almost fucking high-fived each other. I wake up from the surgery, he's there. He's not fucking laughing anymore. He has a look of pure horror on his face. He's like, remember when I told you there's that small case? I'm like, uh-huh, uh-huh. He's like, that was you. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's like you're not surprised. I'm like, uh-uh. And he goes, that's weird, because when I told your wife, she laughed out loud. Uh-huh. I'm like, you don't think my wife knows that I'm cursed? I fuck her all the time. She knows I'm cursed. So for 2 weeks, I pissed blood and razor blades. Every 30 minutes for 2 weeks. I would have killed myself if I didn't have children. I would have just went in front of that subway, pants off, and dove off. Save the rock for my child. I come back, we do the surgery, they get the stone, it's all good. But then they forgot to tell me this. The doctor forgot that for another week afterwards, they have to leave the stent in because they can't pull it out because of all the damage that's already happened. So I'm like, okay, so I go under the knife and you're taking it. Goes, no. Just go to the hospital and you'll see. I'm like, oh, okay. I go to the hospital. I didn't realize this, but there's no anesthesia for this part of the surgery. Oh, yeah. I go into a room. There's 11 guys in there. They're all wearing fucking weird gowns. staring at the ground, dead inside. We're all there. We know what's going to happen. They call my name. I go into a room. I lie down. All I see is a light over top of me, like I'm in the fucking beginning of the $6 Million Man. Then a nurse comes in, and she greases up your cock. That's all she does. She's a cock greaser. That's all she does. She's greased 6 guys before you, 6 guys after you. That's all she does. I don't think her life has worked out the way she wanted either. I don't think she was in high school in the smoking area and the guidance counselor came around. Oh, Lori, you ever thought about greasing cock for a living? She's like, for money? Yeah. Then the doctor walks in, and all I can do is see the side of him, and I actually see a tentacle fly over me like this. I'm like, what? Is Dr. Octopus doing this fucking operation? Then all of a sudden, someone just holds my cock. It wasn't him, so I knew it was the nurse. I hope it was the nurse. I didn't look. Then he takes this tube, which is 4 feet long, and he goes through the head of your penis and pushes down. And after 4 seconds, he actually says to me, hold on, it's going to get tight now. Oh. Now? Like the first 4 seconds was just a fucking tester? Normally, I don't put things in the head of my cock. If I can just get to 5 inches, it'll be better. It'll be less tight for the doctor. He rams that tube down. Then he shoves a metal prong through the tube to the stent, grabs it, and then pulls it out. So for 60 seconds, my cock became, you ever been to an arcade or a bowling alley where they have that game with the toys and the claw? That's my fucking cock. And you know what? I hope he does it on his first try, because I don't have a toonie in my pocket to fucking go number two. Once he grabs it, he actually says, hold on again. And then he whips it out and pulls it out with such force, I actually hear this noise. You should never hear your cock make that noise. And then a bunch of blood shoots out my cock. Water. They're gone. I'm like, where do I go? No one tells me anything. I've just been cock raped. I don't know where to go. I swear to God, I stumble down the hallway. I have no pants on. And I just hear a guy in the room go, hey, we're over here. And the 4 guys before me are sitting in a room just fucking, I'm like, fuck this. I got dressed, and then 8 minutes later, I paid $37 for fucking parking.